From the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Hannah Borg. Congratulations to Jessica Brodkin of the Walnut Grove FFA chapter in Georgia. She just won the Proficiency Award in the area of agricultural sales. Jessica, tell me a little bit how you're feeling right now.
Over the world, I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that not every single FFA member gets the chance to even come close to presenting. So having being a national finalist and even being named the winner is a really exciting feeling.
Tell me, let's talk about your SAE. Tell me all about it.
So my SAE is agricultural sales placement, which means I worked in a flower shop from my sixth grade year all the way up to currently. I started as an internship through my middle school and all the way up to my junior year at Flowers with Love Incorporated in Loganville. And then I proceeded to get a job at JL Designs in Monroe, Georgia for a paid position where I'm currently employed as a part-time customer service representative.
Tell me, how did you get interested in floral design?
My aunt is actually a florist at Flowers with Love Incorporated, where I got started, and my advisor, when I got introduced in my agricultural class in sixth grade, we were trying to do an SAE. So I figured just for me to be a quick, easy 10 hours for my SAE that was needed, I would just work at the flower shop with my aunt, and that's how I got started with it. And ever since I started, I've never stopped and keep wanting to learn everything.
So what are some challenges that you have had to overcome in this project?
One of the hardest challenges was my soft skills were lacking. The first thing I learned to do was have a conversation with others and be responsible and have a time and manage my time efficiently. I feel that without those soft skills, I would not be successful like I am today.
What about some of the biggest lessons that you've learned?
The biggest lessons I learned is to take every mistake and make it a learning opportunity. With every mistake, yes, it sucks in the moment, but you have to turn that into a learning opportunity where you learn to be beneficial and not learn from your mistakes.
What are some of the biggest learning opportunities that you've had throughout this project?
Some of the biggest learning opportunities I had is to make sure every project you do is correct before you do it, because if not, you're wasting time and making the business keep it from growing. So I know personally the first Saturday I worked at JL Designs, I put the wrong color rose petals and did six dozen rose petals, and they were all the wrong color. So from that experience, I learned just to ask my boss, Jeff, to make sure that every opportunity is correct.
What about who would you like to thank for helping you get here today?
I would like to thank my advisors, Miss Melanie Dormany, Miss Abby Needham Nash, and Miss Kelly Shaw, and also my mom and dad, Paula and Sean Brogdon, and also my boss, Jeff Lott from JL Designs, and also Miss Michelle Stringer, the previous owner of Flowers with Love Incorporated, and my aunt, Miss Kim Carroll, that got me started within this.
When you hang up the blue jacket, what's next for you?
I'm actually in school right now at Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College in Tifton, Georgia, where I'm majoring in agriculture education. I plan to become a middle school agriculture teacher and inspire students just as my advisors did for me.
Congratulations again to Jessica Brodkin of the Walnut Grove FFA chapter in Georgia. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.